Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, September 28, 2015, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I want to encourage everyone to end the month strong. I don't care if you're running for ED or Power 20 or Performance Club, make sure and work to the very last minute. But to begin our call tonight, I want to go straight to San Marcos, Texas, and the More Success Team Executive Director, Ms. Martha Doss, who has a new rising star on her team that she wants to introduce. Martha, are you on the call?
I sure am. Can you hear me?
I can. Martha, first of all, I want to congratulate you for making executive director now for 4 months in a row. I understand the company just sent you out your new executive director pin that you get after you've qualified for 3 months in a row. So first of all, I want to congratulate you for that. That is a great accomplishment, and I know you told me you would never miss making an executive director, and I hope that's the case from now on. So again, congratulations for yourself, but you've got a rising star that you want to talk about tonight.
I do, and you know, thank you so much. I first would like to say thank you so much for all the support you and your lovely wife, Pat, Mr. Kenmore, Jeremy, and Stephanie have given me. I thank God for Legal Shield, and I'm so blessed to be a part of the best Legal Shield family, in my opinion, and that is the More Success Team. I love our saying that we have together, everyone achieves more, and that really speaks true to me, and you've shown me what true leadership is all about. And with that being said, I would also like to introduce our newest rising star and rising leader in Legal Shield, and that is none other than Ms. Diane Lewis. I am so proud of this young lady. She is a true inspiration, and I admire her willingness to learn and her ambition to succeed. In less than 30 days, she has Fast Start qualified, is in Performance Club, and has qualified for our trip to Moon Palace. And at this time, I'd like to introduce Ms. Diane Lewis so she can share her story. Diane, if you would please let us know how you got started and how you were able to protect 10 new families this month. I know we've had 2 successful PBRs for you and about to have a third one this weekend. You know, what are you doing to get a great number of people to come to your PBRs? Diane, are you on the line?
Yes. Thank you so much, Martha. And good evening, everyone. And thank you for having me on this call tonight. It is, wow, it's an honor. I want to start off by first thanking God for opening this door for me. I've been waiting for this door to open for a long time. So a little bit about me and why I have chosen this path is I am a single mother of a very busy 10-year-old girl. She keeps me on my toes every minute of the day. I work 40 hours a week, and with both of our schedules, I may see her between 1 to 2 hours a night. I have lost out on so much and missed out on much more, from eating lunch with her at school and going to the school parties and field trips. I wanted that to change now, not tomorrow, but now. Since September 1st, signed up as an associate, I had 2 successful PBRs back-to-back. I was able to fast qualify by my 20th day. And now I have 10 families I have protected with Legal Shield and Identity Shield. I have a few that are interested in joining my team. It's just waiting for them to sign up as associates. But I could not have done this alone. Without the support of my family and friends, especially the support and guidance and friendship that I have acquired with Henry and Casey Falcon and Martha Doss, I would have been lost in this company. They have taken me under their wings, and they showed me what needs to be done and how it needs to be done. With them beside me and my drive to get out from under my 8-to-5 job, I will have success with Legal Shield. My determination and hard work will not stop. I will have success in the near future, and I will fulfill my why before I know it. And thank you again for having me on this call tonight. I look forward to the future with my Legal Shield family. Thank you. I'm turning the call back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, thank you, Ms. Lewis. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Well, we are so proud of you. You're doing an outstanding job. Just continue to let Ms. Martha Doss mentor you in this business, and you've got a tremendous upline down there in Texas. Congratulations. Keep doing those PBRs, and you're going to have a lot of success in this business.
I'm excited, and I can't wait to see what the future brings.
Well, we're very, very proud of you. And, Martha, we're so extremely proud of you, executive director 4 months in a row. Again, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Moore.
All right. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy. What exciting time. Martha, you have been a favorite of mine since the day I met you. You are one jewel, I'll tell you. And Ms. Lewis, you're right in the same category. We congratulate you. We appreciate you, and anything that we can do to help you, we will certainly try. So God bless you both, and keep up the good work. You know, Randy, this next speaker is not just an outstanding speaker. A lot of people's outstanding speakers. He's just an outstanding human being, someone that you like to be around, someone that's going to tell you the truth and point you in the right direction. You know, he has a lovely wife, Celise. He has 3 children, 6 grandchildren. He's born in Jackson, Mississippi. He lived there for 67 years, and then he moved to Jacksonville, Florida in 2015. He's been a business owner since he graduated from the Mississippi State University in 1973. He joined Legal Shield in 1996. He's a $250,000 ringer, a Platinum Council member, served as RVP for Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi for 5 straight years. Continues, even though adversities and health didn't hold him down, he was right there.
Yeah.
So I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Brooke Werkheiser.
Thank you, Ken, and hello and good evening to the, I guess you'd say, the Moore family. You know, I wanted to write down the names of Ken and Shirlene, Randy and Pat, and Jeremy and Stephanie. Just, I love that. More, more, more. And I even heard somebody on the call tonight from Moore, Oklahoma. I'd like to live more anywhere. But congratulations to Diane Lewis. You can tell that she's a new, enthusiastic person. And my recommendation there to any and all of us on the call is to stay new and stay enthusiastic. I mean, here's Ken Moore, 30 years in the business, has fought many a hard battle, and he's on the call tonight. Randy, his son, you know, Randy's fought his own battles, and here he is. And, you know, I just wanted to mention a few names as I was listening. I like to get on any call early. You know, I'm on the Dave Savola team, and I love to get on his call early because there's no telling what Dave's going to say, but I just love to hear the people from all over the country come on the call, and, you know, just it's just kind of a reunion every week. But I heard, you know, Jimmy Parrish, my good friend in Alabama, Linda Bowden. I like to think Oklahoma, but she said Arizona, and I know she moved out there. Harold Pinson, you know, Harold and Kathy, I would imagine Kathy's still at work. You know, I connected with them early on in the business, especially Kathy when she traveled to Mississippi with, of all people, Jack Mildren when he was with the company to fight some battles in the state of Mississippi with the legislature. And also heard David Peterman, and if anybody else is on the call that I didn't catch your name, I just wanted to say hello to my friends. And actually everybody on the Moore team is my friend because it's the most, to me, family-oriented team in all of Legal Shield. I almost said prepaid legal. But tonight what I wanted to do is just talk about, you know, going on the journey. Here's Diane Lewis, brand new. She's achieved her first goal. And, you know, she's developing a testimony. And in order to have a testimony, you're going to have a test. And I try to tell people that get in the business, it's not a magic carpet ride. It's my favorite thing to do. Wish I'd have gotten involved in it sooner than I did. But one of the best things that I did, and it excites me tonight, and I'll kind of regress a minute, Ken Moore's talking to us tonight from Ada, and several other people are. And when I hear Ada, I get a warm feeling because I went to Ada early on. I recruited a guy that named Steve Steen, who was really a fireball. He only lasted a couple of years. But you learn that certain people are kind of placed in your life long term, and some people are placed in your life short term. And, you know, they're divine connections, they're divine appointments. My connection to Ada, Oklahoma, my connection to Harlan and Shirley Stonecipher and the Moore family and Wilburn Smith and Carol, it's all a divine connection, a divine appointment, in my opinion. I did my best to get that out on stage when I was at the convention, but, you know, just standing in front of 13 or what, how many thousand people that was, it's, sometimes you're just doing your best to get whatever you've got out. But, you know, what I wanted to really emphasize is to the people that might not have fast started, get committed, get consistent, stay consistent. You know, what was beneficial to me was a journey from Jackson, Mississippi to Ada, Oklahoma in January of 1996. And it wasn't provoked by me as much as the person that I recruited that said, I'm thinking about doing this seriously, and I want to go see what this company's all about. And I remember I said, okay, I'll drive. I said, and this was no pun intended, but I told him, some guy stopped us on the leaving the neighborhood, and he said, where are you going? I said, we're off to see the Wizard, because I'd never been to Oklahoma, and I knew that Kansas was next door, so I was thinking of the Wizard of Oz, not of Harlan Stonecipher being the Wizard of Oz, but I didn't really know what I was going to connect with when I connected with the Stonecipher family. But I got committed. That day in Ada, we were told that we would meet with Mr. Stonecipher by a guy named Joe Wilkinson that has passed on. But Joe was wrong. Mr. Stonecipher was out of town. But we met with Catherine Walden. We met with Sheila Burris, and a lady who's still at the company also is Charlene Clark, who was down in licensing back then. But that served for me to really see what Legal Shield is all about. And that's back when they were on Main Street. And I remember we drove by the office several times because we said, it must be out there where all these other buildings are. And that was the school, because I was thinking public company, some big high rise or whatever. But we finally found where we were going, went in. Mr. Stonecipher was out of town. I think that for me was helpful because we were able to move about. We were escorted, but it was a lot different then than it is today as it relates to just general, I guess you'd call it, lockdown security. But saw a lot of apps on tables, saw the machine back then that stuffed the checks. It's funny what you relate to when you look back. Steve Steen was over. It didn't take me long to figure out that something was going on in Ada, Oklahoma that I wanted to be a part of. I saw those red sweaters, and they had a P on them that said, for prepaid legal. And I said, this is teamwork, you know, and family, and they're doing business up here. So they're committed. I need to get committed. And one of the things that I'd found, like when I always told this when I was in Alabama over there with Jimmy, and I went to the University of Alabama, but I didn't do well there. I didn't go to class. I'd come out of a military school and felt like I'd been let out of jail, so to speak, and just didn't have a lot of discipline in my life. But the main thing that has given me success, not only in this business, but also in going through a health challenge, was being consistent in my belief, even when times weren't good, even when times things didn't look good, things didn't look that good. And I'm a church goer, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, and because of that, I was able to stand on some promises that are in the Bible to believe in my healing. I tell a lot of meetings, or all meetings that I go to, that if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And that stands on the legal side, and it, first of all, stands on the spiritual side. And I felt and I knew, and I stood on God's promises as it relates to healing. And, I dealt with a very negative situation health-wise that that I felt I would be healed, healthy, and whole, and here I sit. And, you know, I heard somebody announce tonight from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I have an extreme fondness as well with Broken Arrow because a church that I'm connected to is from there, and that's where I learned a lot of the things that I was able to stand on. But, you know, the main thing with my success was, you know, when I first started, just like the young lady that was on the call, Diane Lewis, that had the ability to speak to a number of people tonight on this call, I used to be very scared of doing that part, but even more so of standing up in front of people and talking. And for me, this past year, to be able to be invited to go on stage and to be able to go out there and do a simple message that meant a lot to me was significant personal development. You know, there's a lot of money in this business, but there's the journey through achievement and personal development is even greater. And the ability to help other people, to hear people on this call that are experiencing success and you know, just beginning their journey. It's just a matter of you got to believe. And, you know, y'all apparently had a great Super Saturday because I heard all the comments relating to that. And, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And we heard that statement by Darcy Hoffman on the leadership call today. And that's one that I heard it in church a lot when I first kind of switched over to the church that comes out of Broken Arrow. And I heard, you know, faith comes by hearing, and I really didn't know what that meant. But once I experienced it, it was able to get deeply rooted in me. And that's what you have to do in Legal Shield, is you just have to get deeply rooted. You know, we're on a mission here. The world that I grew up in with my father being a doctor and coming out of a home he made house calls. He was a general practitioner and made house calls. And he would come out of a house after going to somebody's house to treat them with cakes, pies, chickens. We had a favorite clock on the wall that came from a patient. Bags of turnip greens. You know, that was before health insurance. And when I saw Legal Shield, for some reason I had a vision of that right there, because most normal everyday people can't afford an attorney. Yet our world today is so much more legal than it ever was before. It didn't take me long to get committed, but the other thing that I had to do was get consistent. For some reason, I understood the necessity of going to the different functions, be it a weekly meeting, be it a Super Saturday, be it a regional event, being a convention. And I think a lot of that had to do with my mother saying, you know, if it's Sunday, we're going to church. If it's Wednesday, we're going to church. It was just like there was no option. And in this, the connection to what we're doing is falls along the same lines. But my main message is, you know, you got to get committed, whatever it takes to get committed, get a belief system in this. You know, sometimes a bad situation initially, one where it appears that the membership didn't work, turns into be the one that really forms your foundation of belief in the company when you see the actions of customer service and getting a problem overcome and digging into a problem to find out what we call peel back the onion to find out what's going on. But consistency, you know, there's a quote by a former president of the United States named Calvin Coolidge, and it talks about nothing in the world will take the place of persistence. And I wasn't the best student. I didn't like school, but I had to kind of force myself to do some things that would get me through school. And that's where, after leaving Alabama, I went to the Army, got some good foundation there, and then went to Mississippi State. I needed to get away from the element at Alabama, that had me in the party mode. So that's what got me going. But I learned that if I could go to class and pay attention, I could make good grades And that's been my secret to success in Legal Shield. I remember the night that Kenneth Moore and Charlene got their $500,000 ring. They were honored for that. And you know, he'd been in the business a while, and he was committed, and he was consistent, and he still had committed, and he's still consistent. And no telling what's next. But along the way, look at all the people that the Moore family has helped. You know, more. But my message tonight is, you know, it's just basic. It's just simple. Get committed. Yes, you're going to be tested, but you got to have a test to get a testimony, and stay consistent no matter what. Keep going. Keep on keeping on. And that's the essence of my business, my success in Legal Shield right there. But with that, I know that y'all might have a question or two, but I'll turn it back over to you.
Go ahead, Randy.
All right, Mr. Works, if you don't mind, we're going to go to a few of our Millionaire Club members. You mentioned someone by the name of Miss Linda Bowden from Arizona, used to be from Oklahoma. Linda, are you on?
Yes, I am. And Mr. Brooks, it's so good to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am.
I barely hear you, Linda. I'm sorry.
Oh,
well, now I can hear you.
There we go. Sorry about that. You know, Brooks, you've done all aspects of the business, and you've taken a lot of different positions in the company. And because there's so much variety and so many different things that we can do in the company, what do you think? What's your favorite? What's your favorite part of the company? What's your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing to do is to, let me back up just a little bit. I have a personality that is strong in no area. I know I did a personality profile, and this was before the ones that they've done recently with some of the leadership in the company, but long, long ago I was a partner in a business with a guy named Don Wiggum. And it always kind of frustrated me that one of my main things is the ability to get along with people. And I got in Legal Shield to get out of group myself personally. I have a lot of people that are doing group that are on my team, but I did tons of numerous 401k enrollments when I was in the investment business, and I traveled and I enrolled, and I didn't want to do that. That wore me out. That tired me down. I really enjoy the people part of Legal Shield, and it's, for me, my success has come not from whom I recruited, but who somebody I recruited and so on and so on, and I tried to attach to the person down in there, listen to them, find out what their strength area was, and direct them in that direction. I'm doing all the talking tonight, but I'm really a better listener than I am a talker, because I want to find out what makes somebody tick, what their interest is, and see what we can do to help them, you know, either build a team or do group or whatever they want to do. You know, Todd Allen's on my team. I didn't recruit him. There's some people that I tried to recruit that ultimately have him in their downline that turned their back on me but ended up on my team. So, you know, the main secret to my success is just what I like to do is be consistent. I like helping people. I love being regional vice president of four states. It didn't drove all over the place. It eventually had to slow down because I had a health issue that said, hey, you better slow down. But my favorite part of the business is just helping people and helping them find out what their fit is. And I'm off down here in Florida not because I'm retired. We helped raise a granddaughter, and she, through the Navy, her parents were restationed or moved down here. And part of our mission in life is to see that little girl, you know, that she's our mission to to kind of help out. We don't get to see her a whole lot, but we're here from a grounding standpoint. But and she'll be in Legal Shield one day, I'm convinced. I have a picture of her standing on stage with my wife, and we were doing the prayer at the ED banquet one year, Black and Gold banquet, and she was right up there, and she's been to a lot of Legal Shield meetings and really, really loves it. But my thing has just been all facets of the business. I love the weekly briefing, you know, and new people coming in and trying to make them welcome and trying to get them past the point of doubt and unbelief. Can't make them get there, but would like to, I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I try to get people relaxed with that.
Thank you,
Brooks. All right, thank you, Linda. Let's
awesome.
Go to another Millionaire Club member from the state of Alabama, and that's Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, Brooks, you and I have had some great times together when you were RVP of Mississippi and I was GDP of Alabama, and can't ever think of you without thinking of church. And I was in church the other day, and pastor was preaching on how to share your faith. And if I didn't know I was in church, thought I was at a Legal Shield meeting, because he said three things about sharing your faith is build relationships with other people, tell the story, and invite people to an event, meaning church. And I thought, isn't that a great way that we need to get the word out about Legal Shield? Build relationships, that's what you've been talking about. Tell the story. You talked about having a testimony, and then talking about getting people to weekly briefings or events. And before you make a comment about that, I want to share, and I don't normally do this, but as the BVP of Alabama, Mississippi, we've got a tremendous super regional coming up, not this weekend, but the next weekend. And we've got three platinums there, as well as James Rousseau. And one of those platinums is Mr. Brooks Werkheiser, along with Mr. Nick Serba and Mr. Mark Brown. And I know it's an expensive weekend. I know this is tough, but the price of the tickets, if you contact me, is only $10. No, I didn't stutter. $10 for a four-hour Super Saturday from 10 to 2 on Saturday, October the 10th. And if you come in a night early, you can hear James Rousseau in a Q&A and have a karaoke contest. And then the whole day on Friday, we've got a B2B training with a new group vice president in Mississippi, Ms. Teresa Burgess. So some of you folks that are within a 5 or 6 hour drive, we're expecting folks to come in from 8 or 9 states to Tunica, Mississippi, just south of Memphis. And if you either email me at jimmyparrish.com or call my toll-free number at 877-PARRISH, I'll give you more details and you can buy bulks of tickets. But let's talk about that, about the event, how we're looking so forward to seeing you then, and how people can lead to the event and grow their business by going and bringing their team to the events.
Well, one of the things I did want to mention along the lines of just getting to know people, I went to a new battery in my gold watch, my million, it says prepaid legal services, and on the back it says Millionaire Club member, and I still wear that, and I get the battery changed now and then. I had to do that today, and the guy was a German. I could tell that by his accent. We got to talking, and I spent several years in Germany in the Army, so I got to where I could recognize who was a German and who wasn't, and also speak some of the language. But somehow or another, we got around to the fact that I dealt with cancer and that I went to Mexico. And he said, well, why in the world, with his accent, said, why'd you go to Mexico? And right outside of the door of his business is a church. It's a church on Beach Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida, that is called the Church 1122. And not too many months ago, I was in that church, and I had a feeling that I would see Randy Harp any second, and in walked Randy Harp and his wife. That's a whole nother story. Randy has a daughter down here who's had a baby. But I pointed that church, and I said, the Holy Spirit led me. He said, the what? And in the enthusiasm, apparently, that I talked to that guy, I need to go back and see that man, because I need to do some more work on him on the spiritual side. But he was impressed with my positiveness and my enthusiasm, and that's what I try to preach. You know, Jimmy sent me a note a few minutes ago, and he said it's a great day. because it is a great day, because that's my slogan. I stole that from a guy named Frederick Ross. I used to call his number, and that was what was on his number. And we're going to have a great day in Tunica. It's actually Robinsonville, Mississippi. I don't know what the difference is, but the location where we're going to be is just a mile or so different than Tunica. But Tunica will be fun next weekend. It will be enlightening. It will be overflowing. And we're going to have a good time there. And we're going to speak our heart, and we're going to talk about Legal Shield, and there'll also be some other messages that comes out to the positive there. But, main thing that I like to do is spread the word and Legal Shield wherever I go.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you that weekend. Thanks so much, Randy, for letting me share, and thank the world of Brooks. I look forward to hearing him a couple weekends from now.
No doubt.
Well, thank you, Mr. Parrish. We appreciate you being on the call, and, of course, we appreciate all of our guest speakers. Brooks, Mr. Worksizer, we appreciate you and respect you and your family. And, of course, Celeste, you've been with the company a long time. We've been friends forever, and hopefully we'll always be friends. But thank you so much, sir, for being on the call tonight. Like we say, we love you, we respect you, and we appreciate you taking time out for our team and sharing your words of wisdom with the More Success team tonight. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back to Mr. Ken Moore.
Hey, Brooks, we certainly appreciate you sharing with us tonight. We respect you so very much. And if we could ever do anything or ever speak for you or anything, you just give us a call. We'll be very happy to. And tell that lovely wife of yours hello for you, and God bless you.
Will do, and you made my day. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Now, ladies and gentlemen, sure. Let's do what we always do. Keep on putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third. Just get out there and go do it. I just had breakfast with Jeff Bell again Friday morning. We talk about a lot of things. He likes to do that with me about once a week. And, you know, Brooks was talking about this and that. And we never have breakfast or anything that here I, one, don't get to thank God, because after all, this is a God-given business. We have God-given talents. Each one of us may have a different talent, but we do have it. Let's use it for the good. Let's keep Mr. Stonesiver and Weber's Smith's dream alive. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.